The announcement that the P5+1 will begin the process of seeking another sanctions resolution followed a telephone conference call of senior diplomats of the major powers, including U.S. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs William Burns. The political directors examined a one-page Iranian response sent Tuesday to European Union Chief Diplomat Javier Solana to an enhanced incentives package first presented in June, aimed at getting Iran to stop what U.S. officials believe is a weapons-related uranium enrichment project. Iran had been given additional time to respond after an ambiguous reply to the big power diplomats in Geneva July 19th. Both U.S. and European Union officials say the latest Iranian note again fails to give a definitive reply. In a talk with reporters, State Department acting spokesman Gonzalo Gallegos said the lack of a clear answer once again is very disappointing.
The letter we received yesterday appears to be a stalling tactic. The P5+1 reaffirmed a commitment to the dual-track strategy and are agreed that we have no choice but to pursue further measures against Iran as part of this strategy. Given the absence of a clear, positive response from Iran and its failure to meet the deadline, the P5+1 are discussing next steps in the UN Security Council and beginning to consider the possible outlines of another resolution.
Spokesman Gallegos gave no time frame for development of a new UN sanctions resolution, while noting that the three previous measures against Iran each required months of diplomacy. Russia and China are understood to be reluctant to increase sanctions, and Gallegos acknowledged that if the decision was one the United States could make alone, the process, in his words, would proceed at a different pace. Tuesday's Iranian statement was leaked, apparently by Iran, to several news outlets. It said the Tehran government is ready to provide a clear response to the offer, but only after the major powers provide clarifications to Iranian questions about the package. Gallegos said the terms of the offer are already clear and that Iran is just trying to prolong the process. The P5+1 plan offers Iran, among other things, aid for a civilian nuclear power program if it stops the enrichment drive. Iran contends its nuclear program is entirely peaceful and that it has a right to develop a complete uranium fuel cycle. David Gallas, VOA News, the State Department.